Blog Talk Radio. Bring the mothers on, and we got memos saying and the air will be coming in after he spins up the conference line. So we'll just see what we can get going on. The one thing about it, the box KL been lit, his curtain the air went up. So let's see what we can get going on anyway on the session. This is called Thursday evening. So one of the mothers, two of the mothers, Camp One, Mother E, Tribe of Yahya Judah. That's my picture of C. Ray.
That's her relationship with C. Ray. C. Hallelujah, sir.
Hallelujah, boy, there, Mother. Well, all I can say one thing is, we got to do Yahya's business. Rain, sleet, or snow, that's the way it goes. So, Mother Z, Yahya be there, C. Ray.
Yahweh, bless and keep this here, Israel, the Lord, and see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, so right now, we have to spread the books out. We just get where we can get in. We'll get where we can get in, that's all I can tell you. One thing about it, this ministry is alone. The world took notice of this ministry, and they're going to do everything they can to slow it down. So, since we know these things, we got to turn the heat up on our heat. No doubt about it. So, Mother E, let's look at that Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. Let's see what we can get going on right now in the broadcast of take 56. Let's see what we can get going on there. Come on.
Look on Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. And we got to believe that, Mother. So we're going to open up and play 55. And we're going to get back into that. So that's a book called Adam and Eve. We're going to touch on that a little bit, too. So, hey, Mother Z, we want to open up in the book of Isaiah 26. Mother Z. And we'll look at verse 3 and 10 down to verse 12. We're going to take a look at something in our book. Verse 3, 10 down to verse 12. What
do I say there,
Mother Z?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Isaiah
26, verse 3, verse 3, 10, 11, and 12. When the hand is lifted up, they will see, but they shall see and be ashamed, for their envy at the people, yea, the fire of their enemy shall devour them. Verse 12, Yahweh thus will ordain peace for us, for thou also has wrote all our works in us.
Mm-hmm. So, read that verse 10 again, read verse 10 again. We got plenty of time, so take the time to read verse 10 again.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 10. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yea, will he not learn the righteousness in the land of uprightness? Will he deal unjust, and will not behold the majesty of the Yahweh?
So, now you say, okay, how much you try to cooperate with the wicked, he's not gonna do right. The wicked, he's not gonna do right. He said, I don't care how much you try to work with the wicked, cannot do right. That's what he just said. That's what he said there. The wicked cannot do right. So, Mother Eve, we're going to precept that to find out, so what about this wicked? Since David's writing 1000 B.C., the wicked is not going to do right. So let's find out who is this wicked that's not going to do right. I don't give a doggone what you put and what you do with him. His nature, the wicked, is not going to do right. That's what we got so far. Let's run to the book of stay in the book of Psalms for a minute, Dale, Mother Eve. We're in the book of Psalms. We're going to stay in the book of Psalms and look at 17 chapter, verse 13. Because David was told about this wicked by the angel from heaven. You know, David, in 1000 B.C., I'm going to tell you now, that wicked, he can't get right. Now he says, hey, Lord, speak. Help me. Now, David's angel is still talking to David in 1000 B.C. about this riches. She is talking to him. Let's see these things in the 50th chapter, verse 16 down to verse 22. What do you say?
Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 to 22. Psalm chapter 50, verse 16. But unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what have thou to do to declare my statute? That thou shouldest take my covenant and thy mouth. 17. Then thus hated instruction and cast my word behind thee. 18. And thy sword, 18. Then thou consented with him and have been partaker with adultery. Verse 19. Thus givest thy mouth to evil and thy tongue frameth deceit. 20. Thus sitteth and speak against thy brother, thus slander thine own mother's son. 21. These things have thou done, and I kept silent. Thought that I was altogether such one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set him in order before thine eyes. Verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget Yahweh, ye that forget Yahweh, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
That's good. Now come back again, Mother. We got plenty of time. We want to lay something out in verse number 21. Read verse 20 again. Verse 20.
Verse 20?
Yeah, read verse 20 again.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 20. Thus sitteth and speaketh against thy brother, the slander thy own mother's son.
You see that? He said, who are we talking about so far in this lesson that does all this slandering against your brother? What word is used for this person, slander his brother? Can you help those see out in the national audience what word is used that he's slandering your brother? He says, verse 20, it says, thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slander thy own mother's son. What title is they calling this person that's doing this? Can y'all help me out?
In chapter Malachi.
All I want to know is what word is being used so far that we talk about right now. What word is used to describe this person? This person, what kind of person is
it? Wicked.
Wicked. This person is wicked. So whoever this person is wicked. And this person is so wicked that the Almighty said in verse 16 and 17, it's nothing you got that he going to accept. The world going to accept everything you got. But it's nothing you got, wicked, that the Almighty going to accept. So whatever you think you got in writing with the wicked, all is going to be accepted by the world, not the Almighty. Is that what we're reading so far, Mother Yee and Mother Zee?
Yes.
Is that what we're reading so far? So let's back up, Mother Yee again, read verse 16 and 17. Make it plain. See, one thing about it, we got to make this plain. We got to make sure we can teach the Bible, but be clear to understand it's nothing that the wicked can do to satisfy the mighty one. He can satisfy the world. He can satisfy other nations. We ain't put no name on the wicked yet. But there's nothing the wicked got that the Almighty gonna say is acceptable to him. Nothing legal he can put on paper that the wicked will be accepted by Yahuwah. Let's read that in verse 16 and 17.
Psalm chapter 15, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16. But unto the wicked shall I say, what have thou to do to declare my fast, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thus hatest instruction and cast my words behind thee.
If we clear that it's nothing that the wicked, whatever the wicked is nothing that he can put down acceptable to Yahuwah, because it's one thing the wicked is not going to do. See, because the door that's opened up for the wicked to do, we know you're holding something, Mother. See, we already know you're holding something. Put a mark there. We're going to 12:16. And the book of Hebrews. See one thing about it. When you know that you got a calling on you in the word of Yahuwah, we got to make sure we make a decision according to this Bible. If we make a decision according to anything besides this Bible, then you're fooling yourself and everybody come in contact with you. In the book of Hebrews, we can look at something. In the book of Hebrews, 12, Moses, we will look at the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we're going to look at verse number, second time, Moses, we got plenty of time, 16 and 17, because one thing about it, when you're in a position to help others, you must lead by example. So in 12th chapter, verse 16 and 17, take your time there, Moses, and bring that out in grand style. Come on.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Let there be any fornication of profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meal sold his birthright. Verse 17. But we know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected for he found no place for repentance though he sought it carefully with tears.
Mm-hmm. So you see what he got written on his guy, this fella called Esau. He said, this man right here, Esau and his five sons, what they not going to do to receive salvation is, what is the key word there, Mother? He won't repent. He won't repent. So now we clear that Esau, after he'll cry up a storm, one thing he's not going to do is repent.
Right, repent.
And the only place you can be forgiven of your sin that you have did, you got to do what, Mother? What you got to do? Corn, we just got to do.
Repent.
So we clear that evil not going to repent. And that's why the angel came down and told David that he slandered his brother's mother's children, the child. So now this guy, he's a slander. So this guy, he slandered his mother's son. Now, do what this guy do. And this guy, and the title of this guy is, what word again? Wicked. And he's not going to repent. Meaning, when David wrote in the 50th chapter, verse 16 and 17, if nothing you can put down in right, that he gonna, that the Almighty gonna accept. Not to the Almighty. In the world, it's gonna be accepted. Because this is the world of Satan the devil. For right now. So if nothing legally you can do up under Esau and his five sons that is accepted by Yahweh. Nothing. Because he's not gonna do what, mother? What are you not gonna do in Hebrews 16 and 17?
You want 16 and 17?
We read it already. What is he not gonna do according to Hebrews 12, 16 and 17? What is he not gonna do?
He's not gonna repent.
So no repent. That means nothing you got that will be accepted by Yahweh unless you do what?
Repent.
See, we have to know this in the sixth anointing camp. We gotta be clear about this. Nothing you can do, this man is not gonna repent. Because if he repents, he got to do something, Mother Eve. He got to do a 33:15 of Ezekiel. Now, if he repent, the sign of repentance, then he must do step two. Now, once he comes to the altar and repent, he got to do step two. So, we know he's not going to repent. So, that means we know he's not going to do what Mother just made to read in 33:15. What does it say in Ezekiel 33:15?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 16. Ezekiel 33, verse 15. Ezekiel 33, 15. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he has wrought, walk in the sanctuary of life, without committing sin, iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Okay, good. Now, Moses, we got a lot of time, so we just going to analyze something. The wicked got two moves to make for Yahweh to say, you're not on a death row. What is the two things that he must do to get out the death sentence of Yahweh? The death sentence of Yahweh. What are the two things he got to do before on his left? What he got to do?
He got to restore the pledge that he has taken my care. So that he has wrought.
No guesswork. No guesswork at all.
St. John chapter 3, verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know. And
I read that. See, when we speak, this is not a cap. We got to speak. What kind of way, Mo?
That we know.
What we know. Now, what we know, we just got to read, Mother Z. Let's read again, Mother E. Mother E, let's read again. 33:15. Let's read that verse, and let's speak what we know. What do that verse say again?
Ephesians 3:15. Yes. So, if the wicked restore the pledge, give him again that he has robbed. Walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquitous sin. He shall surely live. He shall not die.
Now, what do the wicked God do according to verse 33:15? What he got to do? What do the wicked God to do?
Destroy the pledge.
Yep.
And walk in the statutes of life without committing sin.
Sin will feel that. The wicked will feel that. If nothing what he robbed. What did he do in the 35th chapter? Mother Z, you can take this, Mother Z. Let's see what he did in the 35th chapter of Ezekiel 5 and 10. We're going to look at 35. We got plenty of time. There ain't no accident on what's going on, so we're going to take our time and look at this thing about the wicked. 35, verse 5 and 10. What do the wicked got to do?
Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse. Ezekiel, chapter 35. Go ahead.
Verse 5 and verse 10.
Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse 5, and skip down to verse 10. Verse 5. Because thus has had a perpetual hate and has shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Verse 10. Because thus has said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it where the Yahweh was there.
Mm-hmm. So, what we have learned so far, the wicked have to give back what he robbed. Now, what he don't rob, he had a perpetual hate for the children of Israel, and he pursued them with a sword. And he has taken two nations, America and Israel. That's how. He's taken two nations. He's the possessor of America, and he's the possessor of Israel. So he hooked up two nations. So he got to give back what he done robbed. What he done robbed, he done taken two nations. He got to give back America to the 10 northern tribes of Israel. He got to give back the land of Israel to the whole 12 tribes of Israel. So, now look what we got now to bring to the table about the wicked. The wicked, which is descendants of Esau, is by our son. The only way that Yahweh said, I'm not going to kill you at a time of point. Then you got to restore what you have robbed. You have robbed Yahweh out of two nations. Mm-hmm. You have taken America, and you have taken the land of Israel. According to what he said, and you pursue your brother with a sword. That was Judah. And in the book of Amos, listen what the 695 was taught in the book of Amos. Let's hear this Bible say how you operate. See, remember, he tells the seer everything that needs to be known. Let's look, Mother E, exactly what he told the seer about this man that is the brother to Jacob and the saints of Israel. We're going to read Amos chapter 1, verse 9 down to verse 11. And just to kind of have Mother Eve, we got plenty of time because we got to lay this point out to call one thing about it. If you understand that you got a calling on you. It's an anointed camp. You got to teach the Bible. You can't keep feeling or get caught up in emotions. You got to get caught up in the word of Yahweh to help others that come behind you. You got to understand something. If a man that is wicked and mother read in the opening statement,
Yeah.
same time. Now remember, we call this broadcast not for ourselves, but to help the national audience understand some things. And once they understand some things, it's up to them. We have done our job. The blessing is going to come to us, but we have done our job. So what have you just got to read? Look at it real good in verse number 11. And y'all take y'all time and break that down for those fear in the national art. What you just got to read in verse number 11? 1:11.
Verse 11 is for three, and thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment. And there, because he did pursue his brother with the fool, did not cast off all pity, and his anger had perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever.
Now what are they saying? So now, what is the angel is telling Amos to see? What is he telling according to verse 11? What is he telling Amos to tell the children of the book? What is he telling them according to verse 11?
Okay. He's telling them that he's angry, he's tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever.
Who did that? Yeah, who did that?
He saw heaven.
What do the words forever mean? Do the ever mean now, or does that mean something in the past? The word forever. What does that mean?
Thus has joy in hand.
Hold on, mother. It says, though. you know, you got all your big dignitaries. They join hand in hand, and we shall overcome. Everybody hold their hands, get it in grace.
Thou hast judged in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteousness shall be delivered.
Read again. America and Israel. you got to do.
Right.
It just...
of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, we live, special edition called Thursday Evening, tape number 59. And Iolo came in and tell you about the broadcast, and we'll get back with the broadcast. So our elder, Mr. Tibbs, is online. He's ready to tell what the Almighty put on him to tell you about tape number 59, revealing the number of the beast 666. And then we'll spread the books out a little bit, and we might continue on the line we don't know. But we're not going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. And Yahweh be with you all, so we meet our elder. Well, our voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh be to the elder.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well as see, boy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Right, hallelujah, Yahweh the elder. Well, one thing about it, the fox tail been letting the nail win. One thing about it, we understand this Bible. What timeline we in, and our job is to bring the timeline that we're in right now. So where did I tell this national order and spread the books out? We keep it moving on the special edition tape number 59. Take your time, the other world listening, over 900,000 plus on the international side. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you as well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing, because a lot of people listen and say, oh, I don't like the way they explain things, or I don't like the way that they sound. But they're not getting the essence of what's actually being said. Forget that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6, it says, for I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. For we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. See, they forgot that particular point. It's not the way that you sound, but it's the sense of reasoning that's made. Trying to get you to that gate of righteousness. It's only one way to get there. And 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse number 8 tells you that particular way. 8 says, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could only be one man go there at once. You can't go left. You can't go right. You got to go straight forward to Yahweh's word. Enter at the straight gate, like it tells you in Book of Matthew, chapter 7. And when you listen to this program, you have to remember that a teacher can't learn from his students. That's tried many times before. They forget he's giving wise counsel. And also having knowledge, the teacher even gains more experience by teaching. Now, if a student don't use the loud bump the gums contest, he can learn from wise counsel, possibly learning one day to teach himself. Because we have to be aware by knowing these Bible scriptures and the Bible precepts, which is often being talked about, we're given the knowledge to know we have those out there that camouflage evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contests for their method of righteous learning, even trying to use the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that know. And they can do that if you're not word up in Yahuwah. They can turn you around. But this is why we're here to help you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. It comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, and much more. We do all this because you have not missed the information you came to seek and have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites driving their journey. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, Sabbath class we do have. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, once again, look for tribeyada.com-Israelites. It'll take you to a big line where you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, you'll still see tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone, when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. I will be Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar is there to keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's available during our broadcast time. To get there, this time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first being our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling that number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos, and even now, in addition to that, for Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can listen to the entire show after 9:15 p.m. recorded. Except Fridays, this program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites by Rabbi Abdallah, and choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And also, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peloton, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, or your computer. Just download the Peloton app. It'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. When you get there, look for Voices of the Trizolites, Tribe of Yadav. Our room will hold 50 or more listening participants. Well, Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be the Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel, writing in a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if your final broad talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Power Talk. Yahuwah, I'll be with you all. But at this time, you always know that I give that continuing reminder that when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. So we have to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible, but make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. And so we can start to do just that. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Holy Yahuwah.
They bring diet with them. They brought them, but not their diet. They learned them another way to eat that was contrary to the Bible. And that's why we have so many problems in the body today, because what you do by eating what's called Chinese, Japanese food and white man food, that is not your diet. White man food and Chinese food is not your diet. White man food is in blood. So starch and blood, that's their food. Starch and blood. Any food that got starch in it is not of the Creator. That food has been manufactured, put together. Starch food. So when you eat potatoes, rice and beans, drinking milk, that is not what the Almighty gives you to do. Milk, after the baby leaves the breast, that's the end of milk. Milk is made for the cows. When you send your kids to school, they normally on lunch, they give them milk and cereal along with their meal. milk, cow's milk, is not for the children of Israel. It's for white man and white woman, you say like that, sons of Esau. They can eat white milk from the cow and stuff like that. They can eat it, but it's not your diet. That's why you got to know who you are and what the Yahweh tell you to do for you can abort the punishment that we have in the body today. We live a sickly life. We live a life with all type of problems in the body. You cannot eat physically healthy, eating the white man, the white woman's food. And that is starch and blood. Food that I just give you a couple more examples. Potatoes, rice and beans, spaghetti, macaroni and cheese. I use chicken. I use them, for example, this kind of food. Until you got here, and that's why, and then when the northern kingdom was jumped by the white man and the white woman, they killed up their buffalo. Then they told them, you got to come and eat our food that we got. You kill their food, which is called a buffalo, that they use for clothing and for eating. Specialize in that we're going to read a little bit. Hey, Elder, let's go to Exodus 22, verse number 6. Son of they were evil here, and they, and tell old Rover, hold on for a minute. Big Rover, they little Rover, get in the corner, sit down for a minute, and hold on for a minute. Until we get this broadcast out the way. Old Big Rover over there. So, in the book of Exodus, 22 verse 6. Can you help those see out of 22 verse 6? Can we read 22 verse 6?
Okay. In the book of Exodus, looking at chapter 22, verse number 6. 6 says, if fire break out and catch it in thorns, so that the stacks of corns or standing corn or the fields be consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution.
Good. I kind of be a little long with it for a minute, and you get old Rover quiet for a minute, because there's a point I'm going to try to bring out. So you see, the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, what their Esau and his five sons noticing they got over here, you have a lot of standing corn. Corn. And corn is upright. So that corn is what Yahweh recommended for the children of Israel to have in their diet, because the same corn makes bread and everything else once you understand who you really are. Corn. Corn was something that was the children of the book X. They had corn, and the corn did something that was notable. In David's days, he'll tell you what the corn did for you. So when you eating corn, notable corn, do something in the Bible that you will be aware of it once you know. Let's go to Psalm 65, verse 9 and 10, Hill. Let's find what the corn do. We go on to Psalm 65. We'll just get right down to the point, 9 and 13. Let's look at verse 9 and 13. What do the corn make you do when you employ corn in your everyday eating? Let's see what do the Bible say about corn? In Psalm 65, verse 9 and 11. What it says in verse 9 and 11?
Oh. Okay, Psalm 65. I had to change my notes. I was writing stuff down. 65, verse 9, and verse number 11. 9 says, "Thou visited the earth and watered it. Thou greatly enriched it, which the river of Yahuwah is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy path thou fatness."
Verse 13.
13. "The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing."
Yes. So you'll know when you got corn in your diet. Because he said Yahuwah prepared the corn. Yahuwah the one corn down. That corn came from heaven. We know that GMOs now have, anything man hand is in it is not good. So you got to figure out to make sure the corn that you get is not from the GMO or man hand. That means you basically got to know that corn came off a stock of from a good ground, not made by man's hand, corn. And if you got the right corn in you, according to verse 13, Elvis, what do the corn make you do? What signs that you will do that the corn will do for you? Since we know now the corn came from heaven. According to verse 13, what do the corn make you do? According to verse 13.
According to verse 13, they make you shout for joy and sing.
Well, you're not saying it as a positive. You got to bring it and look at 13 and tell me exactly what the corn makes you do for the national audience. I'm saying clear that it's something to show when you got corn in your diet, what do it make you do according to verse 13? Look at it and see what words you'll pick out for the national audience on what corn makes you do once you got inside the system. What happened to your body? Come on.
Verse 13 says, make you shout for joy and also sing.
Hey. See, and that's what corn makes you do. When you got corn in your diet, it make you shout. It make you shout for joy, and you all get your little doo-wop in there. Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. That was corn. Corn is corn. When you got corn in your diet, you find out that corn came from heaven. Yahuwah telling, the angels telling David that the corn came from heaven. Did we read that or not? Let's go back to 65 and make sure we read that Yahuwah's hand is in the corn. See, anything that Yahuwah put on the table, it would not have what you call acid in it. It would not have acid in it. The food that man makes, it be always have acid in it, be some kind of acid. Blood, starch, acid is in the food that they make by their hand. You have to eat the food that Yahuwah makes by his hand. That's if you have a sickly problem, you got a problem in your body, your limbs not working right properly, then you have to learn exactly how to help yourself to help others. According to the Bible. So now, in 65 there, Elder, in Psalm 65, I want to make sure we bring this out, that whose hand is in the corn. And long as and you can read some as Yahweh's hand in it, then you know that is what he put together. But man always tried to come and duplicate what Yahweh do and tell you about all type of things. And when you do the research on it, it got after that. Like some thing I'm not going to mention tonight on the broadcast, but we got a couple of members of one of the camp days back in the hospital again. And I keep saying, well, what is you eating? Picking you back to the hospital. Okay? So I've taken notes of it. So now to be pumped out. Pump what out? The stuff that you are putting in your body that Yahweh did not give you to you to eat. Blood, starch, acid food, acid, it gonna cause you a problem in your body. Now look at verse 9 again. Let's bring out verse 9 plainly. Isaiah 55, verse 9. What does it say?
The book of Isaiah. Looking 65. At
55. I'm looking at all the same song. Psalm 65, verse 9. Bring that verse
okay. Out. 65, verse 9. All right, going back to Psalms 65, verse number 9. Psalm 65, verse number 9 says, though visited the earth and watereth it, though greatly enriched it, which the river of Yahweh, which is full of water, thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it.
You see that? Now you see what he said, thou visit earth and you water it. And what kind of water is this he talked about? He watered it in verse number 10. Just read the last line. What kind of water it's supposed to intake? The last line in verse 10. Thou blessest
verse number 10. Read.
Thou blessest what?
Okay, verse number 10, reading the last line. Thou blessest the springing thereof.
So what water you supposed to drink is spring water, see, right? Not the one they use. They get out water when the other people purify. Listen, you ain't got to purify nothing that Yahweh already made. They got water called purification, purify. Listen, that ain't for you, seed royal. You drink rain water. You don't need nobody's hand in your water that you drink. But they don't pat it around. Just drink spring water, and remember, the standing corn came from heaven. So what's in your diet is corn, because Yahweh's hand is in the corn. Sure, you got imitation corn, but we know one thing, Yahweh, it's corn, it's standing corn. And that's what the Northern Kingdom had all over the place, along with buffaloes, before Esau and his five sons got to Shem's second land called America. Then they destroyed all that. They destroyed the buffaloes, and they destroyed the corn. And from that point on, the children of Israel have been diabetes. Every type of disease on the children of Israel's day. You clogged up. Now, you need to know, we're going to show you again what you have to maintain eating. Pull that rabbit out of here. Let's go to Titus. Yeah. So we got to see, once we learn these things, especially if you want to help others. And we, like I said again, you got You got to help others, but you got to lead by example. Because you're stumbling all around the place with your heart, and you have others, you're stumbling all around the place. We got, in the book of Titus, the last book in Titus, there you go, verse 8 and 14, where is that verse number?
Book in Titus, the last chapter. Okay, last chapter is 3.
3, give me 8 and 14. Give me verse 8 and 14.
Okay, last chapter in Titus is chapter, and in that chapter 3, we're going to read 8 and verse number 14. 8 says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." 13 says.
14.
Bring
14. 8 and 14.
14. "And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they may not be unfruitful."
So what do you mean by that? You got to maintain good works. You can't let one of your family members, Christian family members or whatever, and all of a sudden they come in town and you on a special occasion, and now you go eat things that Yahweh tell you not to eat, and you know that you are a number of the children of Israel, you can't eat what they eat. And you go out and you go to a function when they eat all types of stuff that Yahweh tell you not to eat, then you wonder why you gotta always visit Dr. Cook. Because you willingly start eating stuff that Yahweh forbid you to eat, the children of Israel. Case in point, let's go to 11th chapter of Leviticus, chapter 1 and 2. This is what he says to a people, and we're going to hear it by name. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. You're going to skip down and settle down to verse 13. This is what he says in the Bible to somebody, and we're going to get his name, and to who he's telling it to. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1, 2. It will skip down to verse 7, 9, and 13. What does it say here?
Okay, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, book of Leviticus, 1 and 2, chapter 11,
verse 1 and 2,
and then going down to 7 and 13.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay. Verse number 1 says, "And the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying unto them, 2, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all beasts that are on the earth." Verse number 7. "And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be clover-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you." Verse number 13.
Now, the swine is the pig. That is the pig. He said, a pig, you don't eat the pig. So if your family come in and whatever, you invite to a function, and you see pig, you cannot eat the pig. The pig is not good for you if you know that you are a children of the 12 tribes of Israel. Pig was not given to you, but the other nations can eat all the pigs they want. They have I know in the Constitution they say all men, but that's man-hand again, but not according to the Bible. He's telling one specific people, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and he said, if you follow this 12 tribes of Israel, and look at WCCS, What do you mean? Where it says 12 tribes of Israel? But if you follow this 12 tribes of Israel, give me a precept there. Hold that point. Put a marker there for the WCC, World Council of Churches. If you follow this children of Israel, real, and Yahweh said to the children of Israel, guess what happens if you follow this? Guess what you will follow? If you follow this, we're going to Genesis 49:28. Let me tell you, if you follow what he just said, and Yahweh speak unto Moses and Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, these are the beasts you eat, these are the beasts you don't eat. There it is. Now let's make sure he talks to all 12 tribes. And if they listen, let's see what we got in Genesis 49:28. What is that?
In the book of Genesis, chapter 49, reading verse number 28, says, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Is that? So all of the 12 tribes of Israel is upon a blessing. If they follow what the man got written in his Bible. All 12 tribes is up on a blessing. He told Moses to tell all 12 tribes, these are to be among you that's on earth. This is what I want you to do. This is what I don't want you to do, 12 tribes of Israel. I don't want you to eat no pig. You can't eat no itty bitty piece of pig. First 30 years you eat hog. Children of Israel, you don't eat no pig, no days of the year. No days of the year you put pig in your mouth. No pig. Verse 8 down to verse 13. Come on.
Okay. Let's see, 8 to 13, we're going back to the book of Leviticus, looking at chapter 11, reading 8 to 13. 8 says, of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcasses shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. 9, These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever has fins and scales in the water, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. 10. And all that have no fins and scales in the seas and the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the water, they shall be an abomination unto you. 11. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses an abomination. 12. Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you. 13. And these are they which shall eat, which shall have an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination, the eagle and the ostrich and the osprey.
Good. So you see, what he says, if you eat anything that do not have fins and scales on it, it is an abomination to you. Who's you? According to verse 2, the children of Israel. So when you go out and you want to sit around and you want to eat shrimp, lobster, catfish, listen, Yahweh is telling Moses, tell the children of Israel. That's why you got to know who you are. If you eat shrimp, lobster, frog legs, that is a abomination to you. That's the reason you always got to get in contact with Doc Cook. once you know that Christian is a religion, Islam is religion, the children of Israel, this is a bloodline. This ain't got nothing to do with religion. Bloodline. This is a bloodline people that scattered all over the world upon a spirit of disobedience because they refuse to come back to the Bible and to help themselves, their parents, and those who come in contact with them. Diseases that we getting right now, we don't have to have them in the body. We don't have to have them. We stumbling all around because you cannot eat the white man and the white woman's food. That food right there is a abomination to you. You're looking at their recipes and how they eat their potatoes, rice, beans. That food they made, beans, was made by them. Beans was made by them. Okay? Potatoes, that's something they made. They made the potatoes. That's a laboratory, again, the potato. All that stuff that you eat is an abomination to your body. And that's why you always got to have blood pressure. It's so high because of what you intake. Now in the 11th chapter, verse 41 down to verse 47, see, we try to listen, especially those of the 6 and on the count. You don't have, you got to lead by example. You can't be eating no shrimp, lobster, frog legs, steak, beans and rice, eggs and potatoes. That is the white man's food. They can eat that food. But the children of Israel never ate that. They never ate no cow meat. They never ate the cow meat. Do you know they feed the cows now? They feed the cows that food now. Cows used to eat just grass alone. But now the cows is getting scrap food. Same thing about you eating the, I've been going to eat it this way, but they ain't being the farm-raised catfish. We ain't going to eat it no way because it's got no scales on it. It's got thin, but no scales. They being the step on the table. That's what they call a farm-raised cat. Whatever garbage they didn't eat, they give it to the fish. Do you know what it says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11? Hey, before we read that, look what it says in Leviticus, talking to the children of Israel again. In the 17th chapter, let me make sure I'm talking to one specific people. See, one specific people he's talking to. Let's make sure we go on to the 17th chapter of Leviticus. I want to see if we get a name on who he's talking to first. Before we read verse 11, I want to make sure who he's talking to. We go on to 17 chapter verse 1 and 2. This we're only doing for the national audience thing. Listen what he says to a people in the 17th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 11. Let's see what he said in Leviticus chapter 17, 1, 2, and 11. What did he say else?
And the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verses 1, 2, and verse 11. 1 says, and the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 2, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and all the children of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which the Yahuwah had commanded, saying. Verse
Good.
Number 11.
I think 11 through 14, just for the national audience sake. Just for the national audience sake. Let's read 11, 9, verse 14. Listen good at this read from 11 to 14.
All right. Changing my notes. Verse 11 to 14. For the life of the flesh and the blood, and I given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Verse number 12. 12 says, therefore I say unto the family of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. 13, and whatsoever man thereof be of the family of Israel, or strangers that sojourney among you, which hunteth and scattereth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. 14. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I say unto the family of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for all the life of all flesh is in the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off.
You see, the man said, the teeth, and remember, when you go to the restaurant, and when you order that dead meat, don't you know all they do is you cook with how you want it, medium rare, I mean, you want it cooked well, blood still in it. You know, you don't take it back, man, piece of chicken back that still got blood in it. You see, the man telling you no matter of blood. So that means you have to know the process once you back well on what to do when it comes down to eating from the restaurant, then you personally eat meat at home. Because you got to personally do something if you're sick, but don't even eat no kind of meat when you're sick. You don't get back on your feet. No meat, no kind of meat, period. But once you back on your feet, you say, well, I want to back on my feet. Now I've got myself to go. Then he got something written about how you deal with once you go to the store and buy that dead meat, you know, from the cow or whatever. To tell you something you got to do with that dead meat that you do get. To tell you exactly what to do before you consume. It says, what are you supposed to do? That's what you're supposed to do. And Leviticus, let me see if I get a verse. We'll keep talking until I find the verse. Now, when you got the meat. At all. Let's use the Bible say you both do that you can we can read in the 8th chapter. Some people do that we can read. In the 8th chapter, there's some you're supposed to do in Leviticus chapter 8. And let's look at verse number 31. 831. Let's see what you're supposed to do when you got any kind of bloody meat, dead meat to get ready to prep for your family. Verse 31. Leviticus 8:31, what's there?
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 8. Reading verse number 31 says, and Moses said unto Aaron and to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with bread that is in the basket of concessions, as I command, saying.
What did Moses say you do if you got... If you went to the store and bought you some cow meat or whatever, what did Yahweh said tell Moses you're going to do first? Call that verse. What are you going to do first?
It says boil the flesh.
That means boil it. Not say it, that we're going to do. Boil the flesh. The first thing you do, you tell your better hand, now, I went out and got some of this old technique, you know, this technique or whatever you technique from the cow got whatever. The first thing you do, you put a hot pot on and drop that meat in that hot pot and the doggone blood out the meat. The first thing she does, even if she got a freeze, get the blood out of your meat first, boil all that garbage out your meat, then cook it, bake it, or fry it. So get the garbage out of your meat first. Don't just take the meat, throw it in the, up under the water, wipe the top off of it, then beat it down and season it. Because you still got the blood in it. And you know you go to any restaurant, any kind of meat you got, it's going, they ain't going to boil none of that, none of that out. So when you go to the restaurant and you eat, if they ain't got meat, that meat going to be beat down for tender, or medium rare, or whatever. But Yahweh tell you, that's why you got to make sure you understand that the restaurant, children of Israel, now they ain't going to go to no restaurant. You're not getting back on your feet. You always going to be feeling bad. You're always going to be feeling down. Because you got to stay away from somebody going to get 10 pieces of this food from the restaurant and they haven't done ever cooked the meat hard or medium rare, whatever way you, the blood still going to be in it. Now, let's put it up there to 317. Let's see what Yahweh says about that in 317. Leviticus 317. You know what I said? Let's see what Yahweh says about that. He's talking to Moses. And what do he say to Moses in 317 of Leviticus? Let's see what the man that made the body said in 317. What he says?
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 3, verse 17 says, it shall be a perpetual statute.
Well, hold on, your microphone breaking up. Hey, yo, your microphone breaking up. The mass noise today all is. You want to hear it real good. So I'll read that while you make a difference on your microphone because you're breaking up right now. Well, make sure you hear this on tape this night and plain. In 317, it says, and it should be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings. Fat on it and meat that got blood on it. And all when you get the blood out the meat, you got to boil it the first. It ain't no restaurant you go into that gonna boil the meat before you bring it out. So when you go to all these steak places and stuff, the cow meat, ain't nobody going to boil the meat and get the blood out of it. Nobody, no restaurant going to do it. They're going to ask you how you want your steak. And you say, well, I'm eating beef meat. Yeah, you eating beef meat all right. But you still got some part of blood in it. And Yahweh making a plan in 317. He said, Moses, you tell the children of Israel, 317 Leviticus, it should be a perpetual statute for your generation throughout all your dwellings that you eat neither fat nor blood. You got to trim the fat off the meat and put that meat in a boiling hot pot and get all the garbage off of that meat before you cook it, bake it, or fry it. You can tell Doc Cooking gone about his business if you but remember one thing, but keep one thing in your mind. In the wisdom of Solomon, Elder, in 16 verse 12, keep one thing in your mind what he told Solomon, the wisest man in the world. He told him something in 16 verse 12. What did he say, Elder? Wisdom of Solomon out of the Red Book was the Protestant church taken out and broke your Bible down to 66 and it was 80 books. These books were taken away from it. So in the wisdom Wisdom of Solomon 16:12. What did the Almighty tell Solomon to put in the book? What do you think?
And the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse number 12, says, "For it was neither herb nor modifying palliser that restored them to health, but thy word, O Yahweh, which healed all things."
What heals you is the word. He said, what modifies plaster, what heals you is the word. You hear the word not to heal your family, yourself. You hear what you got to do. You got to keep Yahweh's word. His word got to be with you. You got to have his word. And look what he said about his word in Isaiah chapter 30, Elder. I'll make it, let me see how long. He said something about his word. We're going to read what he said about his word. See, we come on six nights a week. And especially the six of on account. You got to lead by example. You got to make sure what you're doing, because as a matter of fact, you get the first whooping. When you know that what you're supposed to be doing and you don't do it, then you don't get the first whooping. And you want to know why you always getting whooped? Because you got to lead by example. When temptations come, it's all them temptations. Your family members coming, they're Christians, Islam, Judaism, and now they won't eat all type of meat with blood. Still ain't boil the meat out. And you want to go to a restaurant, famous restaurant you're going to, and somebody, you're eating steak, mashed potatoes, and rice, and beans. That's not your diet. Anything that got blood and starch in it is not what Yahweh gave the children of Israel. He did not give you no blood. He did not give you no starch. Macaroni, cheese, spaghetti, he never gave you that. They can eat that food all they want. The Chinese can eat what they specialize in all they want. That is not for you, children of Israel. You lose your blessing. It's going to show up. When you bum it all around, can't hold your balance up, stomach always wrong with your stomach. Come always wrong with your body because of what you intake. It's no recipe than what Yahweh gave you. You cannot follow the recipe of the white man, the white woman, the Chinese, and the Japanese. You can't follow their recipe. You got to follow the Bible recipe. What the Bible tells you to do. Look what it says in Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21. Look what he said that we can read. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. What does it say there?
Okay. Going to the book of Isaiah. Looking at chapter 20.
30.
Looking at verses. 30. Okay, 30.
Verse 20 and 21.
Isaiah 30. Verse number 20 and 21. 20 says, "And though the Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers." 21. "And thine eyes shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, turn unto the right hand. And when you turn to the left."
You see, and you're hearing it right now. Listen, all the cats come on and show you down. This is the way. This is the way. You don't eat no Chinese food. You don't eat no potatoes, rice, and beans. You don't eat. That is not your diet. That is the other nation's diet. Spaghetti, anything that got starch in it, any part of that called acid got it. I mean, use the words they use for the store on table. like a, you know, then you got acid, so that's starch. You, children of the book, cannot eat acid food. Food that is made by man's hand. Yahweh prepared a full course meal for you. Did you know Yahweh got a full course meal for you? And the bit and Numbers 11 verse 5. Let's find what a full course meal is for the children of Israel. You know the one upon the blessing if they paid the 69 camps of never mind. Yeah, I know you're not paying those bills on never mind. Okay. Well, you go a full course meal. In the business chapter, Numbers chapter 11, verse 5. You want to know what a full course meal is? Listen to it right now. Out of Numbers chapter 11, verse 5, let's see what a full course meal is. Let's read it here.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse number 5, says, we remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
There go a full course meal. There go the Bible, full course meal for the children of Israel. Numbers 11, verse 5, full course meal for the children of Israel. You got high blood pressure, diabetes, got all these kind of problems, huh? You got it, right? It's a cure for it. You can have all these problems in your body, but guess what? Yahweh got a cure for it. Let's see what the cure is. Let's go to Genesis 1, 29, 30. What's the cure for all the problems in your body? What the cure is. Let's go find out what Yahweh said it is. Let's find out what the Bible says to start turning your body around that's been broke all down, how you can make a reverse of it. Let's see. We're going to Genesis 1, 29 and 30. Let's see what it says in 1, 29 and 30. What the hell?
In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, reading verses 29 and verse number 30. 29 says, and Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of a tree yielding seed, it shall be for me. 30. And to every beast of the field, and to every fowl in the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
So he gave you herbs, but what is the number one color of herbs for meat? According to verse number 29 and 30, what is the number one color that you're supposed to make sure? Now, you know, the Bible has corn, right, from heaven. And you have also herbs, but what color herbs did you say, Elmer? According to verse 29 and 30, what color the herbs are supposed to be first?
Okay, looking at the color, that's in verse number 30. 30 says, every beast of the earth and every fowl in the air and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
Green herbs, the number one way back to age to repair your body, you eat green herbs for meat. Green herbs, make sure whatever the wife, the fella has, the world is cooking for you, make sure you got plenty of green herbs for meat. For meat. You hear me say, green herbs is for meat. You got to look at them green herbs as meat. Because the green herbs is the hand of Yahweh. And now David took hold to that, an angel came and visited David, and 104 verse 14. And he laid some down for us to never forget. David, angel visited David in 104 verse 14. Let's try, if this is some of this conversation that's going on in Psalm 104 verse 14. Because it don't make no sense for you to be a teacher and don't know these things to help others. Because we know when you're right, because the coin gonna make you jump of joy and sing. See, we gonna know you're not gonna be dragging around, bumping all around the place. We got the coin in you. We read what the coin make you do. The coin make you jump of joy and sing. You might have a song like doo-wop, doo-wop. That was the coin that make you do. See, that was Yahweh say. That's what you can tell when they write. They come in with one of those paper bird spears on them. You already know what they're not. Their diet is all messed up. Their mind is all over the place. Because you know what? They're not eating what makes you jump for joy. Okay? Corn. Corn is a blood purifier. You be around 60 people and you got enough belly full of corn in you, you better withstand them if you got the Yahweh with you. You can withstand them. They sick, but you ain't. You may walk around all them face masks on and everything else. Well, we'll get it at another time. I tell you, let me get a precept on that, Elder. Hold that point. Before you read something, put a marker there for a minute. Let's run to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17. Because if you're going to teach this, you got to live it. If you want to repair the body, I don't care who broke it down. You want to repair inside your body, you got to leave the king's meat alone. Matter of fact, I'm going to read that. Thanks for bringing that up there, Elder. We're going to read that to you. See, you got to leave the king's meat alone. You want me to pat your body back over? You got to put the king's meat down. You got to put the Chinese, Japanese, shrimp, lobster, frog leg. That'll leave that stuff alone. See, you always going to be busy, Doc Cook. Your blood pressure always going to be sky high. You always going to be sickly. Can't nobody bite you and tell you go nowhere and eat nothing that is not going to be in type of meat unless you're taking the scum and the blood out of it. Then cook it, bake it, or fry it. You know, you might say, well, baby, what you want to do? Well, I want to go to the exotic restaurant. That's why you got to make sure you got a Yahweh one. Yahweh woman know one thing. We won't go into a restaurant bar. That food, I already got everything prepared for you. We read like the ones in the Bible live twice the age that we normally live. Going to the restaurant, eating food that got blood in it. Look what it says in 9:17. Zechariah 9. Listen to 9:17. You heard what I said? Listen to what the Bible says. I'm almost going to call it after you hear it read. 9:17
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, reading verse number 17, says, "For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make young men cheerful, and new wine the maids."
Ain't that something? You have the man's friend here. For how great is the goodness and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young man cheerful and new wine and the maid. Oh, listen. You know if you got the corn in, it fights off all type of diseases in your body. The corn. Big belly full of corn. See? Corn. That's it. From that 65. Corn. And you'll know when somebody among you got corn in you, because they have a cheerful demeanor. And not only that, there be a Ecclesiastes after regular book 8 verse 1. And nothing you'll see on it. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Remember, the Spirit of Yahuwah works through this ministry. We can grab a lesson on the way up, or another lesson on the way, another lesson when you follow Yahuwah's book. He'll give you that very hour with you on the say. So it don't make no sense for those of the six anointed camp got any kind of problem with the bodies or anything if you know Yahuwah's rules. First thing you got to do is keep them first. You got them first, it'll show up. Matter of fact, if you got Yahuwah first, guess what will happen? Ecclesiastes after regular book 8 verse 1, this will be known when Yahuwah working with you. Let's see what it say in 8 verse 1.
In Ecclesiastes from the regular book, reading chapter 8, looking at chapter 8, reading verse number 1. 1 says, who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretations of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
You mean, if we follow what he says about the dietary law, what will we know about the person's demeanor? What will we know about him according to verse 8, verse 1? What would happen when we look at the person? We'll see what? What will we see, Elder?
Makes his face to shine.
Makes
his
face.
His face shall be changed.
You will see a glow about him. You will see the ones that following the rules of Yahweh. You see a certain glow about him. You see a glory, their face will shine. Because the wisdom of understanding about what you put in your mouth and what you don't put in your mouth, you'll know about it. You can hit a fellow. You're all thumbing around and bent all over yourself. You standing tall. Why? Because you know what Yahuwah is saying. If you follow, you ain't got to worry about no Doc Cook. You got your Yahuwah first. He'll clean out all that stuff in your body. Now, to get that stuff clean out your body, you got to follow what the man is saying. Now we're going to, first cleanse that stuff out your body. Now, we're going to stay in the body. We probably change some things you can get later on, but maybe no lesson. I'm going to stay in the book. We're going to come on back to that Psalms now, Elder. Going back to that Psalm, but 104, verse 14. Listen to what? Remember, the angel came from heaven to tell David these things. If you read, we're not reading out of this lesson, 2 Samuel 1:3, the angel came from heaven to tell David about some things, and he put it right. Now, 104, verse 14, let's see what he told David. 104, 14.
In Psalms, chapter 104, reading verse 14 says, he calls the grass to grow for the cattle.
Yeah.
And herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Hey, that's not. Wait a minute. Look at verse 14. He calls the grass to grow for the cattle. So that's the cattle's food. They eat grass. So the cattle, you see, the elephants, all of them, they eat grass. And herbs for the service of men. You see the man that got not the cow. You don't worry about it. That ain't for you. Cow milk, that's not for you. The children of Israel didn't eat no cow. Drink no cow's milk. That was for them. The grass kept them together. But he gave man the herbs for the service of men. Herbs. That's your service. Herbs. get you going. He found some mushrooms, called a mushroom. That's good too. Mushroom. Listen. Man for the service to repair your body, you got to do green herbs. Let's go and see what he told us here about it. Let's go to Ezekiel 47, verse 6, down to verse 30. Listen to this. Now, here goes, remember, in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, he said he would do nothing but reveal his secret unto his servants, the seers. The seer's job is to tell you what it takes for you. It's up to you. You can pay the seer no never mind, the fixing on the camp to teach the same thing. But listen to what Yahuwah says to the seer put up in the book, in the 47th chapter, verse 6, down to verse 13. We him I'll expand on it after this. Ezekiel 47, 6 down to verse 13. This is good. What he told the seer to tell to put in writing for you today. Come on.
Okay, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, reading verses 6 to verse number 13. 6 says, and he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. 7. Now then, when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river, were many trees on one side, on the other. 8. Then he said unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the deserts, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. 9. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whether the river comes. 10. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand up on it. Yigadi, even the in Lingan, they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, and the fish of the great sea exceedingly many. 11. But the merry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all the trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their water shall be issued out of the sanctuary. The fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. 13. Thus says the Yahuwah, 13, thus says the Yahuwah, this shall be the border whereby you shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions.
You hear what he said? He said in verse 12, and by the river on the bank, there on the side, on this side, of the side shall be all trees. Listen to this. All trees for me. With leaf cannot fade. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month. Now, for meat and leaf for medicine. So listen, medicine. That so your medicine that you get to restore your body, it is you got to eat fruit and vegetables. Fruit. If you want to, for example, I told one of the members out of 600 camps, I said, listen, you sick again. This is what I want you to do. You tell them old piece of grandbabies and everybody else to bring you to the hospital you got. Watermelon and grapes, green grapes, and spring water. Eat the watermelon because the watermelon have natural water in it and the grapes, green grapes, seeded grapes, and spring water. Then, once that watermelon get all in that belly real good, it's going to start bubbling your belly. And once you start eliminating all that trash you have built in your stomach, go on you a diet where you eat only watermelon, green grapes, and spring water. Then get in a chair. One look like the summer back chair and hold both hands and pull the back feet up, back, you know, chair, raise it up on your toes. And what you're doing, you're building your legs back up. You're doing what it says to do, Adam and Eve 50 verse 4. You're doing the fruit for your body. And the precept to that is 9:27, 1 Corinthians. What it says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, L? 9:27? 1 Corinthians 9:27.
Okay. A little bit slow. I always make a note, and then I read.
First Corinthians,
chapter 9, verse number 27 says, verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
So you see, otherwise he says he keeps his body up under subjection himself. Because he can't tell people what to eat. He eats fish and shrimp and drinking pop. Now, I'm going to throw a hypothetical question out since I said that. Now, somebody comes to visit you. They give you a flower pot. And a flower pot have flowers on top of it. In this flower pot, but the flowers is laid over to the right. They all laid over to the right and they bring you a gift. Now you got four things that you have in your possession. Now, flower is laying over to the right. They're laying down. What would you give this flower? What would you give this flower? Would you give it a coffee? B, pop. C, alcohol. 4, D, water. Which one of these would you get at plant that's laying all over? Which one would you get? A, B, C, or D? Which one would you get? A, which one would you get? L, 1, 2, 3. A, B, C, or D? A is coffee, B is pop, 3 is alcohol, and 4 is water. Which one would you get?
Well, we're going to put water in there. We're going to put water in there because we know that's the right thing to put.
And that's the same thing about your body. And that's the same thing about your body. You put water in your body. You got to rejuvenate your blood daily. at least 3/4 to a gallon of water per day. Water. What? Reading your blood is thick and reading you got